Kat Cora's life reads like a Hollywood script with all the elements of a blockbuster: humble beginnings, identity struggles, groundbreaking success, and personal demons. Born in Jackson, Mississippi in 1967 and adopted at just 1 week old, Cora would shatter glass ceilings as the first female Iron Chef while navigating the complexities of adoption, sexuality, and addiction. Growing up in a progressive household that blended Southern American traditions with her father's Greek heritage, Cora developed a palate that would eventually revolutionize fusion cuisine. Her childhood home welcomed people of all backgrounds. "They all bleed red," her mother would say, creating a foundation of inclusivity that would shape her approach to both food and life. Even as a child, Cora showed early culinary promise, hosting tea parties and neighborhood bake sales, where she learned the fundamentals of restaurant management: create excellent food and treat customers well. Little did anyone know this Mississippi girl would transform the culinary world while fighting personal battles that threatened to derail her remarkable journey. The fusion of Southern American and Greek traditions created a unique culinary playground in Cora's childhood home. Her dinner table featured kota kapama alongside collard greens and grits topped with feta instead of butter. Her father's Greek family brought recipes from Skopelos when they immigrated, introducing ingredients like Kalamata olives and feta that had to be shipped from Chicago in the 1960s. At 21, Cora met her birth mother, Joanne, a registered nurse who had given birth to her at 16 and called the Mississippi Children's Home yearly on her birthday. Their striking resemblance added another dimension to Cora's identity journey, which included embracing her sexuality. During college, Cora experienced her first real romantic connection with Jordan, a blonde cheerleader who made her feel like a human sparkler, every inch of me bright and crackling. Though she dated boys throughout high school, she already knew she preferred girls, but assumed she would follow the traditional Southern path of marrying a man. These experiences with identity and discrimination instilled a resilience that would serve her well in the competitive culinary world. Who we are shapes how we cook, and Cora's complex identity would eventually inform her boundary-breaking approach to cuisine. Despite her lifelong love of food, Cora's path to culinary stardom wasn't direct. After graduating in exercise physiology, she found herself drawn to restaurant kitchens while waitressing, observing chefs creating beautiful dishes from memory with impressive confidence. A pivotal moment came when Cora unexpectedly won the Taste of Elegance competition in Jackson, beating experienced male chefs with legendary chef Paul Prudhomme judging. This victory validated her path. Meeting Julia Child provided another turning point. When Cora stated, "I want to cook," Julia advised her to attend the Culinary Institute of America. She encouraged Cora, but warned that the culinary world was brutal, competitive, and a man's world, urging her to be stubborn and intractable in your determination. At 26, Cora attended the Culinary Institute in Hyde Park, graduating with honors in 1995 after initially feeling overwhelmed. Her European apprenticeship exposed her to traditional techniques and ingredient reverence. In Greece, she experienced a profound realization about food's universal power to connect people across language barriers, a philosophy that would guide her entire career. Cora's television career began when Joey Altman invited her to appear on Bay Cafe after spotting her at a food event. Though never seeking TV fame, she discovered a natural talent for on-camera cooking, likening it to juggling while riding a unicycle. After sending her tape to the Food Network, she appeared on In Food Today as a Southern chef, leading to roles on Ready, Set, Cook, and co-hosting The Melting Pot with Rocco Disparito. Eventually, the network recognized her Greek culinary heritage beyond her Southern roots. While promoting her first cookbook, Cora received a life-changing call from Food Network, offering her the position of first female Iron Chef. Her debut battle against Alex Lee from Daniel featured potatoes and passed in an adrenaline-fueled blur despite her nerves. As the pioneering female Iron Chef, Cora faced persistent gendered commentary, especially when competing against other women. These battles felt particularly high stakes. There seemed room for only one female Iron Chef, making them about livelihood, not just ego. Behind the scenes, she felt excluded from the boys' club atmosphere, where male chefs and executives bonded through activities she wasn't invited to join, leaving her feeling tokenized rather than truly included. With growing fame, Cora expanded beyond television. She opened Cuisina at Disney's Boardwalk, featuring an open kitchen with marble surrounds and copper pots. The menu balanced accessibility with authenticity, from cinnamon oatmeal to tableside flambéed saganaki. She developed airport dining concepts, a gourmet market, food lines, cookware, and shoes. Her first international restaurant opened in Singapore, and she co-hosted Bravo's Around the World in 80 Plates with Curtis Stone, visiting 10 countries across four continents. After Hurricane Katrina devastated the Gulf Coast in 2005, Cora mobilized Chefs for Humanity, an organization she'd founded after the Indian Ocean tsunami. They established a kitchen in a Gulfport school cafeteria, producing thousands of meals daily using ingredients salvaged from destroyed restaurants. Despite professional success, Cora's personal life deteriorated. Though she and wife Jennifer had four sons through planned IVF treatments, their relationship suffered from Cora's constant travel and growing alcohol dependence. In hotel rooms, she'd drink herself to tears, hugging pillows as substitutes for her children. This culminated in a 2012 DUI arrest, the most shameful moment of my life. The incident became a wake-up call, forcing her to confront her pattern of self-medicating with alcohol to manage childhood trauma, PTSD, anxiety, and career stress. Cora's father's illness and death in 2011 brought both grief and healing. She began addressing childhood trauma with a new therapist and invited her parents to join a session. Their emotional conversation about her childhood abuse helped heal old wounds, demonstrating their love and commitment. After years of automatically saying yes out of fear, Cora learned to better manage her priorities. Her marriage with Jennifer gradually healed, and she got a Rumi tattoo honoring forgiveness. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I will meet you there. Today, Cora's greatest joy is her family. Despite her mistakes, she considers her children her greatest achievement. As she prepares her favorite kapama, she works siga siga, slowly, slowly, as the Greeks say. What makes Kat Cora's journey remarkable is both her professional success and her vulnerability. From a small Mississippi kitchen to international culinary fame, cooking has remained her sanctuary, a place where she creates order from chaos and connection across boundaries. Her story shows that true success comes from facing our demons, embracing our authentic selves, and using our talents to nourish both body and soul. In a world expecting perfection from pioneers, Cora's honest account offers something more valuable: hope that we too can overcome challenges while creating something beautiful.